This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Almost time for us to wrap up for the day, and we're on to our final story. But before we get to that, don't forget we asked you guys to feedback regarding scams and whether or not you had been scammed or if you knew somebody who had been scammed to let us know. And we've had a few responses back on both WhatsApp and on Instagram and on Twitter, in fact. Let's start off with what you've got, Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from numbers ending 0972. It says that my uncle was scammed 7 years ago. It was an email scam that threatened his job and family. He wasn't tech savvy then, so instead of asking others for help or opinions, his pride mattered more than transferring all his savings and money funds to the scammer. Lesson is, ask anyone anything you're unsure of and don't be afraid of letters on an LCD screen.
Good suggestions.
Yeah, there's also one from Ravi who says that when I get a call from scammers telling I have overdues and stuff, I curse and swear at them once they have finished telling me their story. So
that's a good method,
I guess.
That sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah.
On Instagram from Amiral Farhan, who says that yes, a friend of mine has been scammed, but doesn't give us any more details other than that. And of course, Capybara number 1543 has said yes, my mum was scammed. Give us some more details. We'd like to discuss it if we can before we get to the end of the show. But we're going to move on to our final story. It's about AI, and it talks about eyes tell all for artificial intelligence, even your personality.
Yeah. AIs. Get it. Anyway.
Tell us a story, Christine. Tell us a story.
So earlier this year, scientists discovered a connection between people's personalities and the way their eyes move. Evidently, there's a connection here. So basically what it is that you can have specific kind of eye movements and those tend to line up with a specific trait of your personality. Mm-hmm. For example, if you look around more than not, you're probably a curious person. If you tend to stare at abstract images for longer periods of time, you're more open-minded generally. If you blink faster, you're probably a bit of a neurotic person.
Or wearing contact lenses.
Or that. Mm-hmm-hmm. But who knows? I think this is kind of without any sort of device or contact or whatever.
To influence the movements, yeah.
If you are more conscientious, your pupil size will change more.
Oh.
And then if you're more open to new experiences, you might move your eyes from side to side more, for example. So, of course, you know, the scientists found a correlation, and now AI is, you know, being factored into how predictable humans are. So this technology can now detect four of the, what they call the big five basic personality traits, which are agreeableness, conscientiousness, extroversion, and neuroticism. And the good news is basically that if AI can tell, based on our eye movements, the kind of people that we are, hopefully it can actually improve how humans and machines interact. If a machine can interpret what a person is like based on their personality, it can act accordingly and maybe customize the experience to that person's personality.
Gotcha.
Through just looking at their eyes and seeing what they're looking at and such. Today's robots and computers are not socially aware, so they can't adapt to non-verbal cues, and the research provides opportunities to develop robots and computers so that they can become more natural and better at interpreting human social signals. However...
Oh, there's always a but.
However, this is where we get a little bit scary, because it also has a lot of very invasive privacy concerns. If technology can read your eyes to figure out the kind of person that you are. I mean, look at how much data that Facebook has already, for example. You know, Facebook has already patented eye tracking software.
Yeah.
And if they sell that kind of information about your eye movements and then by proxy your personality in another Cambridge Analytica scandal, targeted advertising could be taken to a whole new level and websites would have uncomfortably personal information about some of its visitors.
Yeah. This reminds me of something that I saw like a long time ago. I have no idea how true it is, but they said that if you want to figure out if someone's lying, watch the eyes and see if they're looking from side to side. Mm-hmm. If you want to see if they're telling the truth, then their eyes move up and down. So it's basically like the way to I don't know how the pattern is, but it seems it says that when your eyes move up and down, it means that you're drawing information from your memories and from your mind. When it's going from side to side, then it's you're trying to make stuff up.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what, I don't know how true that is, but this reminds me of
actually an NLP technique, that. Mm. And what it is you could ask two questions. You ask a question of something that the person knows the answer to and something that they have to make up. Mm-hmm. So you would say, okay, Arvin, please imagine a pink elephant, right? Mm-hmm. And when you did that, your eyes then immediately went down and to the right. Now, if I ask you to look and think about your bedroom as a kid, what did that look like? Mm-hmm. Now, your eyes then went up to the right.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, see?
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. but thank you all for your messages. Very interesting, though. I don't know. This thing about eyes, because everybody behaves differently, you mm-hmm. know, when you're... Go on, Chris.
What I wanted to say is, if let's say, you know, you're reading something on a screen, your eyes are going to move side to side regardless because you're reading.
Yeah.
If you are looking at one of those magic eye pictures, you remember those magic eye pictures where you got to cross your eyes?
Yeah, I love those things.
I could never get them to work. So I would have been staring at an abstract pattern for a long time.
Here's the thing, right? I could never get them to work. And then one day it just clicked. And that was it. I'm like,
yes.
My entire life
that
has
day has
changed.
Yet to come for me.
Then I couldn't not see the image. Yeah,
constantly
it's very cool.
I haven't unlocked the magic of the magic eye yet.
I like how this one ties to the first story about the scammers because it seems I read somewhere that con men, people who can pull off these kinds of like long cons and stuff, they have mastered how to not move their eyes according to what they're saying.
Mm.
Yeah. So you can't tell if they're lying or not. Even if they're questioned by the police, they know exactly how to move their eyes, so you can't tell.
Smart.
Yeah.
Right. Ladies and gents, thank you very much for all of your feedback, for all of your messages, for all of your tweets and all of your stuff over on the Instagram. Don't forget, we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place at noon. But if you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available on the website, which is bfm.my, or you can download our app because it's all swinging, all dancing, available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Mm-hmm. There you go. We'll quickly run through the stories that we covered. We started off with a story about Kit Boga, who is making a living scamming the scammers.
Yes, and then we talked about how TSA have created this Quiet Skies program where they just watch you all the time.
Quietly.
And then we spoke about how Trump's tech tariffs are awesome for Southeast Asia.
And then we talked about how AI could read your eyes.
Your eyes?
Yes.
AIs.
Mm. Yes.
It's all in the eyes. Right. Don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The Breakfast Grill spoke to Richard Volstagg, the president of the East-West Center, to discuss U.S. foreign policy in the Asia-Pacific and how the direction has shifted from former U.S. President Barack Obama's pivot to Asia policies to President Donald Trump's more heated confrontations with China. They also gauge Richard's view on the role of think tanks and research centers in affecting policy changes in government. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We do have a quick message, though, do we?
No.
Also, we need to forward sell.
After the Breakfast Grill replay, we've also got a resource center replay coming up, which is Why Can't We Be Friends? Managing the Client Agency Love-Hate Relationship. This is with Paul Burns from IPA and Khairuddin Rahim from 4A's Malaysia. So clients and agencies who have either just started working together or have been working together for a little while often come to loggerheads after the initial honeymoon period, but it doesn't have to be the case. So Audrey produced this, and in it they explore the complex love-hate relationship between clients and agencies and the issues they often face.
What's the podcast called again?
Why Can't We Be Friends? Managing the Client Agency Love-Hate Relationship.
I'll give you that one. All right, it's time to end the show, ladies and gents, on a high note. We've got some Queen coming up with I Want to Break Free here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvin Yuvaraj, the shifty-eyed fella, and of course, Christine Wong, the singing songstress, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you.